Three blondes are sitting by the side of a river, obviously fishing, when the game warden taps them on the shoulder. "Excuse me, ladies, may I see your fishing licenses?" "We don't have any licenses," replied the first blonde. "Well, if you're fishing without a license, I'm going to have to give you a ticket." "But, officer," protested the second blonde, "we're not fishing, we're collecting debris from the bottom of the river." The game warden skeptically lifted their lines, and sure enough, on the end of each line was a big magnet instead of a hook. "Well, I'll be danged," said the game warden. "I don't know of any law against that. Take all the debris you want." And he left. As soon as he was out of sight, the three blondes started giggling. "Dumb fish cop," said one. "Doesn't he know there's steelhead in this river?" An Amish boy and his father were visiting their first shopping mall. They were amazed by almost everything they saw, but especially by two shiny silver walls that moved first apart, then back together. "What is that, father?" The father, never having seen an elevator, responded, "I don't know, son. I've never seen anything like this in my life." While they watched, an old lady in a wheelchair rolled up to the moving walls and pressed a button. The walls opened, and the old lady rolled between them into a small room. The walls closed, and the boy and his father watched small numbered lights above the walls count first up, then down. The walls then reopened, and a beautiful young woman stepped out. The father pushed his black hat back on his head and said, "Son, fetch thy mother." According to a recent survey by the Academy of Incomplete Research, 9 out of 10, a solemn-faced man sat down at the lunch counter. The waiter greeted him and asked if he'd like today's special, the beef tongue sandwich. With a disgusted expression, the man growled, "I wouldn't even think of eating something that came out of an animal's mouth. Just give me a fried egg sandwich." A patient entered a doctor's office with a cucumber up his nose, a carrot in his left ear, and a banana in his right ear. "Doc, what's wrong with me?" "Simple," the doctor replied. "You're not eating right." Three dogs were talking at the vet's office. "I'm in big trouble," said the first. "The other day, my owner took me for a ride in his new sports car, and I got so excited, I peed on his leather seats and ruined them. Now he's having me put to sleep." "I know how you feel," said the second dog. "The other day, my owner was late getting home from work, and I just couldn't hold it anymore. I pooped on his expensive oriental rug and ruined it. Now he's having me put to sleep, too." They looked at the third dog. "So, why are you here?" The third dog said, "Oh, my owner likes to clean her house in the nude. The other day she knelt down to vacuum under the sofa. I just couldn't help myself. I hopped on her back and had the ride of my life." The other dogs nodded in sympathy. "So she's having you put to sleep too." "Me?" he replied. "Oh, no. I'm just here to have my nails clipped."